Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Último segmento del show de Gloria Cárdenas, como cada fin de semana. Ahí pegadito a esta estación, ¿cómo no? 801-656-9605 es el teléfono de Gloria para que haga su cita. 801-656-9605. Más información está disponible en familiaamerica.com. También sígala en Twitter, Instagram y en Facebook como FA Immigration. Okay, Gloria.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. So let's end on a good note. How successful people are when they come to the U.S. on visas. It's pretty amazing, the statistics, right? So, like, people that come to the U.S. initially on a visa, they initially earn less money than those that come in on an employment visa. But as time goes on, that narrows. And actually, the people that come in on family visas tend to earn more money than the people that come in on the employment visas over time, which because they're self-starters.
Claro.
They start businesses. In fact, statistics show that people, the immigrants, the brothers and sisters of U.S. citizens, they tend to come in and they earn the highest wage of all immigrants, and they tend to be self-employed, which means they are usually the most entrepreneurial immigrants. Is the brothers and sisters. And that was, that makes me angry about this the immigration talk over the last year or two with the president saying, oh, I want to get rid of this category of brothers and sisters. But that doesn't make any sense, because in reality, that category of people wait so long to come to the U.S. They're usually highly educated from their countries. And when they come in, they usually start wildly successful business.
Y las estadísticas, dice, vamos a terminar con una nota muy buena. Las estadísticas muestran de que las personas que vienen a los Estados Unidos por la visa de un familiar, o sea, un hermano que pide a su hermana o hermano, o que vienen por ese tipo de visas, de petición de ese tipo de visas, al final terminan ganando y siendo más exitosos que aquellos que vienen con una visa de empleo. Entonces, por eso, dice, me molesta mucho a Gloria el hecho de que, le molesta mucho a Gloria el hecho de que el presidente haya dicho de que este tipo de esta categoría la quiere eliminar, la categoría de hermanos y hermanas, cuando las estadísticas muestran que estas son las personas más exitosas, porque ellos vienen ya educados de su país, son personas que han estudiado en su país, y vienen acá y se convierten en negociantes, saben sus negocios, son exitosos.
Right, and then here's the other thing, is like when we talked about the different categories, so for in like 2016, about almost 50% of the green card holders were immediate relatives of U.S. citizens, right? And 20% were from the other visa categories, which shows you that basically half of the people that are coming to the U.S. every year are actually married to U.S. citizens. Pretty interesting.
Y más datos estadísticos, dice Gloria, de por ejemplo, de que se da que, a ver, tengo acá el dato. En el 2016, el 48% de uno de cada uno de estos que vienen inmigrantes, básicamente se desarrollan sus propios negocios, dice Gloria, y son exitosos. Entonces, es bien interesante cómo se comporta esta categoría para las personas que vienen de otros países acá a los Estados Unidos.
Right, and I think it also means, too, that Nelson, when people are like green card holders and stuff, I think they get scared to apply for their family members. I think they generally tend to be worried about immigration. They have their green card. No, I'm not going. But that's why there's an advantage to becoming a U.S. citizen, because people that are U.S. citizens feel, and it's true, they have more protection under the law, and they feel more confident to go ahead. I'm going to get married to my husband. You know, he's going to come to the U.S. And they feel really good that they can come. Ironically, they're green card holders, so why should they be scared? But when they are U.S. citizens, something really changes. And I tell people all the time, look, even if you don't speak English, even if you're not that educated, even if you're older, if you have the opportunity to become a citizen, you need to do it. If nothing else, then you can apply for your brothers and sisters. And you have that feeling of security that you don't have when you're a green card holder.
Y ese sentimiento de seguridad, dice Gloria, es diferente cuando usted es residente que cuando es ciudadano. No hay de qué preocuparse si usted es residente, pero cuando usted se convierte en ciudadano, esa confianza, esa seguridad se siente y se ve y es palpable. Y si usted es ciudadano, usted puede pedir por sus hermanos y por sus hermanas. Entonces, por eso Gloria dice, no importa que usted no hable inglés, no importa que si usted no tuvo oportunidad de ir a la universidad en su país de origen, no importa que usted tenga ya los años encima o esté pasadito de años, si tiene la oportunidad de hacerse ciudadano, hágase ciudadano, porque el panorama cambia completamente en su manera de sentir y también cambia enormemente para todos aquellos que están alrededor de usted.
Exactly. And you know what? Here's another statistic, Nelson. Do you know what percentage of people that come to the U.S. on a visa, what percentage of them get a bachelor's degree?
No.
Almost 50%.
¿En serio?
48%.
Wow. La estadística o la pregunta que me hace Gloria es de las personas que vienen acá a los Estados Unidos, ¿cuántos de estas personas que vienen con visa? That was the question, right?
Yeah. So people that come in on a visa, right? So they come into the U.S., they have a green card. What percentage of those people get a bachelor's degree from a university? Almost 50%. 48%.
Y el 50% de las personas que vienen y se hacen residentes de este país obtienen su diploma. O sea, se gradúan. Estudian.
Exactly. So that's the statistics from 2011 to 2015. So they did like a five-year period. It's pretty amazing when you think the rhetoric, when you think about the rhetoric, right, of when immigrants are given a bad name and they're like, hey, you know, they come in here, they take benefits, they do this, they do that. Uh-uh, no, not true. Guess what? I don't even need to say it. The statistics is proof that is not true. So I like to end today with a happy note and saying that we as people of immigrants are excellent for the U.S. population, for our economy, and for our lives, because I do believe that we need to continue our fight for the real truth out there in the media.
Y es increíble, los números que nos trae Gloria o nos deja en la mente al final de su show. 48% de inmigrantes que entraron a Estados Unidos entre el 2011 y el 2015 han obtenido su degree, han estudiado. O sea, por eso es de que cuando nos llaman o nos dicen que venimos aquí a aprovecharnos, a valernos, a hacer una carga para el Estado, no es cierto. Las estadísticas dicen lo contrario. Somos gente que venimos a trabajar, a superarnos, a estudiar y, por supuesto, a cambiar ese sentimiento general que hay acerca de nosotros, los
Exactly.
inmigrantes en este país.
So, llámame por una cita, una consulta.
Llámame, dice Gloria. Hay que llamarla al 801-656-9605, 801-656-9605. Gloria, thank you so much.
Gracias a usted.
Happy weekend.
Happy weekend.
Vámonos.